The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Linda Martin is with me, the singer and songwriter and the owner of Dublin Dog Hub in Meekstown in County Dublin. Linda, you're very welcome to the show. How many dogs have you got at this stage?
Well, I've 12 at home and I've about 25 up here at the hub.
12 at home.
Quite a lot.
Is it possible for you to quantify how much they mean to you?
Well, they've always meant a lot to me because, and there's a very true saying, if you want loyalty, you get a dog. And in show business, what I work at, let's just say it's not exactly genuine. Would that be a nice way of putting it? There are wonderful people within it. But when I go home to my dog, or my dogs, I just know that what the love they're giving me is genuine.
That's a very diplomatic way of putting it.
And yeah, absolutely. And you know something, Kieran? I just think it's so important because so often we have people here at the hub and people throughout the years that I've been dealing with, and maybe they've lost a loved one and they're totally on their own and they need to get out. And we'd be listening to the stories that they'd be telling us, and there'd be a little creature sitting somewhere that just needs somebody to love it. And that little creature matched up with the person who's bereaved or whatever the case may be. And it's like a match made in heaven because it gets that person out and it gets them talking to other people and it gives them a purpose to get up in the morning, you know. So, but I love them anyway. Show business is my business, but this is my passion.
Ah, that's lovely. The reason we're talking about this is this new study that says people often derive more love, joy and satisfaction from their pets than they do from their partners. And pets in this case, more often than not, is dogs, it turns out. Are there places in the house that is out of bounds for the dog, or can they go anywhere?
No, well, they don't go upstairs. There's no point in that. Sure, what would they be doing upstairs? So I live in the country. Don't forget that, Kieran. You know, so it's plenty of space for dogs to mooch around and do what they want. But they're kept downstairs and they're all indoor dogs. At night, they have their special places and they all know where to go.
Would you not just shove them outdoors during the day, no?
Well, at this time of year, when the weather's good, the door's open, they can go in and out as they please, and they do. They don't race around like maniacs now, but they do go in and out.
Are they well trained?
Oh, you bet your life.
Did you put a lot of work into training them?
I don't think it takes a lot of work. You know, after all these years, I'm sort of used to the dogs. So once a dog comes into my house, now it's different here at the shelter, you know, because a lot of them come in and they've already been house trained and things like that. So we just work on building up various other talents. But at home, a dog comes in and I can tell very short space of time of whether somebody's house trained it or not. And then we just get to work on it. We never hit them. We never do anything like that. But they just know. You only have to say, who did that? You know, and then they get the message and they know they eventually have to go out. So it's a process and I've been through it many times. Some cases it didn't always work, but then that's the way it goes.
So do you think it's important for people to have, I mean, you said upstairs is a no-go area for them, but yes, they have that there's a dog-free part of the house.
Yes, absolutely. It's upstairs. No, people can do what they want. And I often hear people saying, well, the dog sleeps and things. That's fine. That's their dog. It's their bed. They can do whatever they want.
Linda, that's not fine.
No, I find that perfectly all
right. No, that's
not
fine. Ah, no, come on. We have to have some agreed upon social mores now. We can't have dogs in the bed.
You do, of course. People will be ringing into you now. You're in for it. I'm telling you, you're going to get a batch of phone calls. Of course, people do whatever they want to do. And, you know, I don't have any objections to that. They think it's unhygienic and things like that. But listen, the things I deal with is unhygienic. A dog in a bed is not.
Well, Linda, you make the case well.
Have you got a dog?
We have we do. We have a golden retriever. And I tell you what, he absolutely does not sleep in the bed with me. But the kids would have him in the bed in a flash if they could.
Of course. And kids and dogs, they're a match made in heaven. They really are. And you know something that teaches them a great deal of responsibility because do they clean up after the dog or feed it or do anything like that?
Ah, yeah, they do. They're good to bring him out in the morning and feed him and get him water and do all of that. And we've trained him very well that he goes to the toilet over in my uncle's house. So, you know, that took a lot of work, Linda. A lot of work. But, you know, we got there in the end.
You're a desperate man, but I love retrievers. They're gorgeous dogs anyway. But let the boys have the dog upstairs. It's brilliant.
Oh, no. I hope they're not. I have to wrap this up in case they're listening and they get any ideas. Linda, it's great to talk to you and we'll talk again soon.
And you.
Linda
Stay
Martin.
Well, Kieran.
I will.
Bye-bye.
You too. Singer-songwriter, owner of Dublin Dog Hub in Meekstown, County Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.